Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
87 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News. Thanks for being with us here on this Friday morning. It is Friday, November 19th. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south. Under a clear sky, it is 35 degrees. The lunar eclipse has come to an end. And we'll get the full weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. The Thanksgiving travel season officially underway.
Airports around the country are expecting a large number of holiday travelers. Wichita Airport Authority Air Service Manager Valerie Wise says pent-up demand is one reason why.
We expect to have close to 2,900 passengers flying out on Friday, as well as the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Those will be the busiest days.
Officials say nationally, 20 million people are expected to fly during the Thanksgiving holiday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Biden revived the North American Leaders Summit after a five-year break, meeting with leaders of America's closest neighbors.
President Biden welcomed Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador to the White House Thursday. The president, with an optimistic outlook.
Our North American vision for the future draws on our shared strengths, as well as three vibrant democracies.
The three leaders say they're going to collaborate on migration, climate change, and the pandemic, but there were tensions. Canada's concerned over proposed tax incentives that would benefit U.S. electric car automakers and possibly cost foreign automakers their jobs. Mexico is frustrated the U.S. isn't issuing more work visas, with officials saying Mexicans could fill the demand for labor in the U.S. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A man and a woman who died in a fiery crash with a combine southeast of Udall were Wichita residents. The Cowley County Sheriff's Office said dental records were used to identify 28-year-old Lucas Walker and 33-year-old Sarah Deer. They died 12 days ago after the car that Walker was driving collided with and then went under a combine and burst into flames. This collision occurred on a road north of Winfield. Humankind Ministries of Wichita helps thousands of people and families during Operation Holiday. President and CEO Latasha St. Arnaud tells KNSS News, the COVID pandemic has had an impact on the distribution of food, clothing, and toys.
So last year was our largest holiday distribution program to date, and we really contribute that to the pandemic. Just a lot of families struggling out there with job loss and childcare issues and just all kinds of health-related issues. We've really seen it all. We're actually anticipating this year being even larger, just given that we're still coming through it.
Latasha St. Arnaud is our guest this weekend on Issues 2021, Sunday morning at 8 o'clock here on KNSS. NASA says the International Space Station is at risk because of a cloud of space debris left behind after Russia destroyed a satellite with a missile.
So many fragments from a destroyed Russian satellite are in orbit that NASA says it's reviewing safety operations for an upcoming spacewalk and other operations on board the ISS. They're also planning on more inspections to watch out for damage in case any of that debris hits the station. The U.S. Space Command is tracking more than 1,500 fragments from that satellite, which was blown up earlier this week by a Russian anti-satellite missile. Russia's space agency's been downplaying the danger. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has surveyed unvaccinated Kansans to find out if they're willing to get the COVID vaccine, and if not, why not? Among those surveyed, two-thirds say they are unlikely to get it. 14% likely, 19% not sure. Nearly two-thirds of those surveyed said they were worried about the side effects of the vaccine being worse than COVID itself. About half thought vaccines were not effective. 84% worried about potential infertility issues. The survey showed the majority of people would prefer to get their vaccine from their doctors instead of a mobile clinic or a mass vaccine site. A big change for a long tenured baseball team, and a special pardon today at the national level. Those stories and more. Of course, the wit and wisdom of Earl Pitts is on the way, and your full weather forecast heading into this weekend before Thanksgiving. We are off and running here on this Friday morning. We're glad you're with us. A lot of info coming your way right here with 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's 6:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, and we will keep you updated on traffic conditions all morning long with Jad Chambers.
Southbound on I-135 right now, we've got a stalled out vehicle. It's pretty close to the exit at 29th Street North. Again, that's southbound on I-135. Traffic volumes are still fairly light, but they are going to pick up, and that could cause things to slow down there. So just something to keep in mind, southbound on I-135, right around 29th Street North. Traffic update on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And heading into this weekend before Thanksgiving, let's get the forecast with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're starting to see some high-level clouds move in from western into central Kansas. A trough of low pressure is developing on the eastern side of the Rockies, and that will bring us gusty south winds today with a high 55. A few clouds and dry tonight, Tarlow near 40, sunny and near 60 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And currently in Wichita, we have a clear sky. The lunar eclipse that took place overnight has come to an end. We have a breeze out of the south that is 35 degrees here on this Friday morning, November 19th. We are 6 days away from Thanksgiving. We've got a couple of good prize packages here this morning. I'll be giving these away sometime before we wrap up at 9 o'clock this morning. Joe Rogan is going to be in Wichita. Of course, actor, comedian, podcaster, media personality, influencer, all sorts of things. Joe Rogan is going to be at Intrust Bank Arena on Friday, December 3rd. And we will give you, I'll be giving away a couple more tickets to go to that. So listen for your chance to win on that one. I've also got a Christmas prize package to give away. This includes vouchers and coupons for Illuminations at Botanica, which had its opening night last night for Illuminations and runs all the way through New Year's Day. This Christmas prize package also includes a tin of Mannheim Steamroller Cinnamon Hot Chocolate and the 35th Anniversary Mannheim Steamroller Christmas CD. So we'll be giving that big Christmas prize package away as well sometime before 9 o'clock this morning, before we wrap up the Stephen Ted in the Morning show. So stay tuned for your chance to win great prizes here with Stephen Ted.
Man, I wonder if Joe Rogan, like younger Joe Rogan fans, even remember news radio. That was surprisingly long ago.
That was a good show. I liked that show.
I did too. Yeah.
Funny. And let's see. Oh, the Cleveland Indians are no more.
The Cleveland Guardians are officially an MLB ball club, the new nickname taking effect today, ending decades of criticism over the old moniker's insensitivity towards Native American culture. This also comes after a lawsuit 3 weeks ago by the Cleveland Guardians roller derby team, who threatened to block the club from use of the name. Now, as part of a settlement, both teams will go by Guardians going forward. The Guardians team store at their home ballpark of Progressive Field will have all new apparel ready for fans today, who will be getting settled into their new team name after 106 years with the old one. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
President Biden is set to pardon the National Thanksgiving Turkey.
President Joe Biden will take part in his first turkey pardoning as president today, giving reprieve to the National Turkey and its alternate, which hailed from Jasper, Indiana. The White House Historical Association says that turkey pardoning dates back to the Civil War era, when President Lincoln extended clemency to a turkey in 1865. No word on exactly what the turkey did to need a pardon, but there you go. It was a gesture and jest until former President George H.W. Bush made the pardon official when he took office in 1989. The turkey names are a hoot, too. This year's are peanut butter and jelly, with past pardonees like popcorn, caramel, biscuits, and my favorite, Jerry. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
His only crime was being born delicious.
Exactly. So those turkeys are from Jasper, Indiana. Very small town. I've been to Jasper, Indiana. A beautiful little town in southern Indiana, and it's kind of in a part of the state that's very hilly.
Okay.
So you're just driving up and down these rolling hills, and you come upon this very picturesque small town. It's very pretty. So that's where those turkeys are coming from, Jasper, Indiana. 6:15 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS here on this Friday morning.
Can't say I've ever been to Jasper, Indiana.
Well, you could say it.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be true.
Yeah.
Good play. Of course, there's a lot of pretty towns all across this great country of ours.
Sure.
Hey, the lunar eclipse overnight, we'll talk about that in the newscast as well, but, you know, I did have to be up in the middle of the night to come to work, so I actually got to go out and look at it.
Got to go out and view it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, the moon was overhead, so it wasn't huge.
Yeah.
If I didn't even know there was I wouldn't even have noticed, but
yeah.
Since I did go up and look up, yeah, you could see the sliver of the moon that wasn't part of the eclipse, and then the rest of it was kind of a dark orangish
yeah,
color.
So, a little hazy there, yeah.
So I did go up and take a gander at it. You know, if I'd have had a binoculars or telescope, I probably would have had a better experience, but I went out and took a look anyway. They say there won't be another one this long for 600 years, so that was my big chance.
Yeah.
For a partial lunar eclipse. But
I guess
there will be other full lunar eclipses for me to take a look at.
Yeah, I guess the thing was, I was outside like you. I had to be.
I looked up. I saw it. I knew that there wouldn't be another one this long for 600 mm-hmm. years.
So
the crime is I didn't pull out the camera and take a picture, but I guess that just shows my generation because I still don't immediately want to take a picture of everything. So even that didn't really... I was like, oh, I didn't take a picture. Eh, no big deal.
And other people will take better pictures of it
yeah,
than I would. So
exactly.
It is. It's 6:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we have a huge, busy sports weekend coming up, including Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead Stadium, a huge matchup of first-place teams, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Dallas Cowboys. Chiefs are on a three-game winning streak right now. Both teams are in playoff position at the moment. Chiefs are a 2.5-point favorite in this one. It's expected to be the highest scoring game of the weekend in the NFL. The Cowboys come in leading the league in scoring, averaging 32 points per game. Can the Chiefs' defense slow down the Cowboys at all? We will find out on Sunday afternoon. Mitch Holthus and the Chiefs Radio Network will begin their pregame coverage at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The game will kick off at 3:25 Sunday afternoon. Of course, right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And 2 hours from now, we'll be having our live Friday morning discussion with Mitch Holthus and preview this Chiefs-Cowboys matchup and see how it somehow relates to Wichita State Shocker football. We'll be live with Mitch 2 hours from now at 8:15 this morning for the big preview of this one. College football tomorrow, we have Kansas on the road at TCU. Of course, the Jayhawks got that big win at Texas last weekend, hoping to get another road win in the state of Texas tomorrow. Kansas at TCU, and live coverage for the Jayhawks begins at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. The game will kick off at 3 o'clock tomorrow, and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Road finale for the Jayhawks, by the way, as KU is a 21.5-point underdog, but they were a 31-point underdog last week, and they won.
Yeah.
Eh, they don't care about that. Kansas State is at home, the home finale for the Wildcats tomorrow afternoon in Manhattan, hosting 11th-ranked Baylor. That one will kick off at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon, and that is nationally televised on FS1. K-State, a one-point favorite over a top 11 team. How about that? Yeah, so that's a big one, as the Cats are going for their fifth win in a row. The NCAA Division II playoffs begin this weekend. 24th-ranked Washburn is visiting 7th-ranked Harding, Arkansas. The Ichabods of Washburn in the playoffs for the first time in a decade. So good luck to the Ichabods tomorrow. They're on a 6-game winning streak heading into the playoffs. That'll kick off at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The NAIA football playoffs begin this weekend with first-round play. 9th-ranked Southwestern visiting 7th-ranked Marion, Indiana. Southwestern is on a 4-game winning streak, and the Mound Builders are in the playoffs for the first time in 22 years. That'll kick off at noon tomorrow. JUCO football, the regional championship game, is Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and it's the first football game ever played at Wichita's new Riverfront Stadium downtown. And it's 8th-ranked Hutchinson Community College taking on 11th-ranked Garden City. Of course, Hutchinson, the defending national champions in JUCO football, trying to win the regional championship game. High school football, we are into the Final Four, the state semifinals in all classes in 6A tonight. We have undefeated Derby hosting Lawrence in Class 4A, Andover Central at Bueller. Both teams are 10-1. And in Class 2A, it's Kingman at Beloit. Kingman with a record of 10-1. Of course, these teams are all trying to win and advance to the state title game next weekend. College men's basketball last night up in Lawrence, 3rd-ranked Kansas beating Stony Brook 88-59. Ochai Agbaji had 25 points. He leads the nation in scoring. He's averaging 26 per game as the Jayhawks get the win and pick up another victory. The Wichita State men's basketball team is in Las Vegas taking on Arizona tonight. Both teams are undefeated at 3-0. And the Shockers have never won a game in the city of Las Vegas. We'll see if they can get that done tonight. Dave Dahl and Mike Kennedy have their pregame coverage at 8 o'clock tonight. The game will tip off at 9 o'clock tonight in Vegas. And, of course, you can listen live on 103.7 KEYN. JUCO men's basketball, 7th-ranked Butler Community College, hosting Seward County tomorrow afternoon. Dennis Higgins will have pregame coverage beginning at 3:45 tomorrow from El Dorado, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Wichita Thunder hockey team is on home ice tomorrow night, 7:05 downtown at Intrust Bank Arena, hosting the Tulsa Oilers. Wichita heads into the weekend, coming off back-to-back wins at Tulsa tonight, home against Tulsa Saturday. And then JUCO Volleyball, the Division I National Tournament up in Hutchinson. Butler Community College, the number 2 national seed, won both matches yesterday, both sweeps. Butler has won 33 matches in a row. Now on to the Final Four, the national semifinals. Butler taking on New Mexico Military at 6:30 this evening up in Hutchinson, and the winner will advance to the national title match. And in the Division II National Volleyball Tournament, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the number 1 national seed, Cowley College, won both matches yesterday, both sweeps. So Cowley has made it to the Final Four as the number 1 national seed, undefeated with a record of 40-0, and Cowley has to take on a conference opponent in the national semifinals. Number 1 Cowley against number 4 Johnson County at 6:30 this evening. So Butler and Cowley both advancing, now both just 2 wins away from national championships in volleyball. And that's sports with Steve and Ted. It's 6:23 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Have you ever heard of the term social jet lag? We'll get more from Dr. Sanjay Gupta coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, November 19th. Currently in Wichita, mostly clear sky, 36 degrees. A Wichita man who was arrested after his suicidal roommate shot himself has been released from jail.
Police arrested 28-year-old Charles Burnham on Tuesday, holding him on a $500,000 bond on a possible first-degree murder charge. Investigators allege that after a 27-year-old roommate shot himself, Burnham retrieved the gun and shot him 2 more times. District Attorney Mark Bennett said Burnham was released after his office determined further investigation was needed. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
13% more Americans are expected to travel this Thanksgiving compared to last year.
More than 53 million people are set to travel across the country this week for Thanksgiving, with an estimated 20 million people traveling by air amid long lines with staffing shortages plaguing our nation's airports, and at or near record gas prices plaguing our roads, and with a strong cold front and stormy weather expecting to pound parts of the Northeast and Midwest this week. AAA predicts that peak travel will be on Wednesday, airfare prices to be lower than this time last year, though it'll cost us more this year for hotels and rental cars. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Overnight, we had the longest partial lunar eclipse in 600 years. This special lunar eclipse called a beaver moon. Lunar eclipse when the Earth comes between the Sun and the Moon, causing the Earth to cast a shadow on the Moon. With this beaver moon lunar eclipse, the Moon is at its apogee in its orbit, farthest point away from Earth. Because of this, the beaver moon lunar eclipse was visible for longer as the moon is further away, with more time to be in the shadow of the Earth. The term beaver moon comes from the animal itself. Beaver moon lunar eclipse took place between midnight and 5 in the morning. The brightest shade of red was visible at about 3 in the morning today. The vaccine experts at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control meeting again today, discussing whether or not to recommend expanding access to booster doses of coronavirus vaccine.
The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices meets today and will hear arguments for and against making booster doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine available to even more of the population. Currently, booster doses are recommended for the elderly, the immunocompromised, or for healthcare workers who, by the nature of their job, are at higher risk for exposure. Should this board recommend the expansion, a similar decision would be needed from a vaccine expert panel at the Food and Drug Administration before it would be made available. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Kansas, of course, among a handful of states which have already approved the administration of vaccine boosters for all adults. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran, Republican from Kansas, spoke on inflation reaching a 30-year high and its effects in Kansas.
Those prices we see on the commodity boards at the grain elevator don't reflect any ability to have profits, but again demonstrate the the cost of production being so great that those increased costs damage our farmers. Inflation is hurting everyone, from those at the checkout counter to farmers and ranchers who are producing the food for our Thanksgiving tables.
Senator Moran says soaring inflation and supply chain challenges will make this Thanksgiving the most expensive in history. The Secretary of the Kansas Department of Agriculture is urging legislators to relieve state livestock regulators of responsibility for oversight of pet animal facilities. This under a plan to improve the budget, staffing, and responsiveness of the unit, which is devoted to monitoring dog and cat breeders and small animal care operations.
The Reflector reports that Secretary Mike Beam renewed a campaign to build support for the proposal during a meeting of the Joint House and Senate Agriculture Committees. Beam said the Animal Facilities Inspection Program was established to require animal facilities to be licensed and inspected under rules established by state law. The laws were developed in response to emergence of a puppy mill industry in Kansas. The Pet Animal Inspection Program has experienced persistent budget challenges and proved to be a magnet for time-consuming Kansas Open Records Act requests. The program has struggled to fill its staff positions, including an investigator recommended by a legislative audit.
And that's the Kansas Information Network's Steve Olinghaus with that story. One group is looking to pay a lot of money for a copy of the U.S. Constitution.
A crowdfunded effort to buy a rare 1787 copy of the U.S. Constitution at auction claims to have received over $40 million in cryptocurrency. The group, Constitution DAO, or Decentralized Autonomous Organization, started the effort, which is pooling together crypto donations from people across the globe. The group says that should it win the auction, they will put the document on public display. Published in 1787, there are 13 known copies to have survived from a run of 500, originally printed after the text was settled at the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
Something to help the players for the Wichita Wind Surge.
Major League Baseball Thursday announced an expansion of housing accommodations that is expected to provide more than 90% of minor league players with furnished housing. Under this move, bedrooms must contain a single bed for every player with no more than two players per bedroom. Homes will be furnished and clubs will pay utility bills. Where apartments and rental homes are not possible, clubs may provide hotel rooms that meet league requirements. The policy is going to have some exceptions, including players with major league uniform player contracts and minor leaguers scheduled to make six-figure salaries over a full season. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
It's 6:38 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at that weather forecast here on this weekend before Thanksgiving with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Temperatures fell into the 30s overnight across south central Kansas, and with clouds gradually moving in, it is going to be a windy day with a high 55. South winds may gust beyond 30 miles per hour. Partly cloudy overnight, our low near 40. Sunny and 60 on Saturday with a cold front arriving Saturday night. Sunday's high 56. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And currently in Wichita, mostly clear, a breeze out of the south. It is 36 degrees here on this Friday morning, November 19th. We're coming up on 6:39 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and that means it's time to get a lot of great information on the commodities update. Here he is, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and Jan. Well, cash cattle traded yesterday at the price of 133 and 134. The cattle complex traded positive most of the session and shot to new highs for the week in the final part of the session yesterday. Now, the March feeder futures had their highest trade since September 8th, while we closed near the session high. Also, the April live cattle had their highest trade since September 2nd and closed near the high also. Lean hogs continued to trade and close on the positive side once again yesterday. February live cattle were 85 cents higher, 137.25. January feeders, $2.45 higher, 161.37. And Feb hogs up 15 cents at 83.30. Now, new contract highs were made by the Chicago and Kansas City wheat, and we saw corn and soybeans trade on the positive side early in the session yesterday, but they all ended up closing negative. The flow of money that has been supportive dried up yesterday at mid-session and led to downside in our grain complex. At the moment, we're seeing follow-through to the downside. December Casey wheat's down 3¾ cents at 823.5. December corn down 4.5 cents at 568.5. In January, beans down 6.5 cents at 1258¾. January crude oil trading down $2.54 at $75.87. December gold's $3.30 higher at $1,864.70. December S&P 12 points lower at 46.89.5. December dollar index 44 cents higher at $95.98. In December, Dow Jones futures 212 points lower at 35,599. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
What needs to happen to get those grain prices back up?
Well, they've been doing a pretty good job of going up anyway, Ted. But, you know, everything always has to have a little correction. And I think that's what we're seeing more than anything right now. Little correction, little profit taking. Overall, you know, you still got some decent fundamentals out there in the corn, really good fundamentals for the wheat. Soybeans, I kind of have a little concern that maybe their fundamentals aren't as strong as what the market acts.
Did you go outside and check out the lunar eclipse at any point overnight?
No, sir.
not on your agenda today.
That interfered with my sleeping time.
Well, there you go. And I'm very concerned about your REM, so I'm glad you got your sleep. heading into a big weekend, got a lot?
Yeah, got a lot to do this weekend. Going to do a little helping of moving a daughter, so that's going to be fun.
Oh, moving is triple fun. You got that right.
I wouldn't do that for a living. I guarantee you that.
I think I'm right with you on that. Hey, thanks for the info. Have a great weekend, Tom.
Thank you.
That's the Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. It is 6:42 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Friday Factoids, Americans and their finances. I love the Friday Factoids with money tracker Don Grant. It'll be coming up next right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. With Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep it here for the Money Tracker with Don Grant and his Friday Factoids in just a few minutes.
Woo-hoo!
Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
The judge of the Kyle Rittenhouse case in Wisconsin banning MSNBC from the courtroom for the remainder of the trial.
Two.
Overnight, the Beaver Moon lunar eclipse. We observed the longest partial lunar eclipse in 600 years.
One.
The Kansas City Chiefs are hosting the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday afternoon. Both teams are in first place. Of course, you can hear that game live right here on the Chiefs Radio Network, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. That's three big things with Steve and Ted.
Traffic conditions this morning. The traffic volumes are really picking up out there. Not seeing much in the way of other traffic hazards, though. Otherwise, things looking pretty good out there. And this morning, just some of those areas where we've got some heavier traffic, eastbound Kellogg between Meridian and Seneca, in places right there, especially on the west side, eastbound on Kellogg, seeing some heavier traffic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And our weather forecast here on this weekend before Thanksgiving. Looking at a gusty wind from the south today and a high of 55 degrees on a windy Friday. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with an overnight low down to 40. And looking ahead for the weekend, a high tomorrow of 60 degrees on a sunny day on Saturday. Cold front does arrive on Saturday night. Then on Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high 56. Currently in Wichita, mostly clear. We have a breeze out of the south. It is 36 degrees. We're on our way to a high today, 55. That's your weather forecast here on this Friday morning, November 19th, the Friday before Thanksgiving. It was the Meghan hour yesterday on the talk show of her buddy, Ellen DeGeneres. The Duchess of Sussex helped welcome a special guest, hit the studio lot to prank vendors. And Meghan said she'll be cooking Thanksgiving dinner herself in California. Duchess Meghan said son Archie was a dinosaur and baby Lily was a skunk for Halloween. And she got Ellen-style goofy when she donned an earpiece so Ellen could tell her what to say and do as she perused the wares of three vendors on the studio lot. Duchess Meghan mewed in cat ears, devoured hot sauce on crackers like a chipmunk, and reached calmness as she held a huge crystal to her face. So,
Duchess Meghan was clowning around with Ellen yesterday.
Yeah. That's important news.
I wonder if the people in England are outraged or if they have to do with the royal family. They're all in their business.
Have a sense of humor, people. If they don't. Yeah.
All right, let's see how the stock market fared yesterday.
Stocks ending mixed despite strong earnings results from retailers and tech companies. Macy's, Kohl's, and Bath & Body all showing strong results at higher stock prices. Macy's up more than 20% today. NVIDIA hitting an all-time high on an earnings and revenue beat. It was a big day for tech and growth stocks, which outperformed value. Weekly initial jobless claims falling for the seventh week in a row. This week down 1,000 to 268,000. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Friday factoids, Americans and their finances. Look who showed up. It is the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP, live in studio. Hello, Don.
Hello, Ted and Jad. Well, it's Friday, as you said. So here are some factoids that may be vapid of any practical application other than to increase your personal smugness rating if you're in better financial shape than the average American, which we'll tell you about in a second. Pew Research polled Americans, and 44% of them think it will take 3 or more years to recoup losses they were financially hit during the pandemic. And 10% believe their personal finances will never recover. Here's one that I love. Financial planning improves financial outcomes. Woo! Yes, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. Households with a financial plan are 2.5 times more likely to not outlive their savings compared with those with no financial plan. And those with financial plans feel better. Those with a plan feel 83% better about their financial situation after just 1 year with a plan. Now, I don't know the parameters of the polling here, so they may have just questioned people with financial plans. I don't know. I have no idea how that worked. Anyway, the national average savings rate is 13.8% of monthly paychecks. That sounds reasonable, but we're falling short by about 9%. Add to that, more than a third of American households have no savings at all. I talk a lot about having an emergency fund to handle unexpected expenses or a job layoff. The Associated Press reports that 65% of households have dedicated emergency savings. Yes. However, nearly 70% of those accounts have less than $1,000 in them. At least it's something. Everyone is different, but that could be higher. And CNBC reports that nearly 15% of households wiped their emergency savings out because of the financial stress caused by the pandemic. Nearly 45 million Americans have student loan debt. The average household student loan balance is $50,000. More than 40% of student borrowers are not making all of their payments, according to the Wall Street Journal. Speaking of debt, USA Today reports that 38% of households have outstanding consumer debt that carries from month to month. The average balance is more than $10,000. Unfortunately, that debt often gets in the way of putting money away for an emergency or for retirement. So there are some factoids that are going to do you no good whatsoever other than knowing them. And hopefully maybe it'll prompt you to, if you're in one of those categories, to help pay things off or get an emergency fund. But if you got any questions, give me a call. Number 634-2222. Ask for Don Grant.
Man. That was a big pile of Friday factoids.
Yeah, you know, I thought...
You're worn out. You're sweating over
it. I am. And it wasn't all happy news, you know?
Hey, the facts are the facts.
The facts are the facts, yeah. Just the facts, ma'am.
What's your weekend? What's the big weekend before Thanksgiving shaping?
Well, I'm getting ready to gut the kitchen.
Okay. Oh, that's fun.
And I've got some cabinets coming soon, so I'm going to gut the kitchen, and so I need to get everything out of there and out of the way. Then I need to put some cardboard down on the good flooring outside of the kitchen so that, you know, we're not tracking stuff as we're moving. This time I'm not doing it all by myself. I hired a couple guys to help me.
Okay, good.
Mainly because I don't want to haul the crap off.
Well, that takes a while when you're doing it by yourself.
Yeah. I mean, destruction is – oh, demo is fun. But you know, you get to sledgehammer everything. Yeah. But getting it out
after
of there
that,
is
get it
not
out.
Fun.
Yeah.
So I'll let them do that part.
All right.
So.
Wow. You know,
one of my previous jobs before this one was interior woodworking, cabinet making, carpentry, that sort of thing.
That's that. Well, you ought to come over and help. But the demo, you.
I don't think you can afford me.
Yeah, probably, probably not. Probably not. You're right. You're right.
No, I did that for one summer. You probably wouldn't want me.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, I'm gonna do all the, you know, the cabinet. I'm gonna hang all the cabinets and I'll put in the flooring fortunately, I'm not moving things a lot. In other words, I'm not, the stove is going to stay where the stove is. The sink's going to stay where the sink is. So I'm not having to do a lot of reconfiguring a plumbing or wiring or anything like that.
See, one of the houses I worked on back in the day, I actually helped build a wooden freestanding spiral staircase.
Oh wow!
So
you built it from scratch? That was not something that was like
more or less
a package
from scratch. Yes.
Wow.
And I can't even remember where the house is because it was so long ago, but I fear to think about anybody actually putting weight on the thing these days.
Nice. I don't know.
Because I helped.
I'm not a fan of spiral staircases.
Did you check out the lunar eclipse tonight, Don?
No.
Or you slept right through it?
I slept through it. When was it? What time was it?
No, like between midnight and 5.
Yeah, no. That's, I'm like Tom Leffler. My sleep's important.
As I much agree.
As maybe I should have spiked a camera out there. Or
you're fine. Yeah. You're fine.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I went out and looked.
Wow, was it? You just saw the moon go away for a minute?
And it was like dark orange.
Was it a total eclipse of the moon?
Partial eclipse.
Oh, partial eclipse.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, but I enjoyed your serenade there.
Well, you know, I try.
All right. Hey, have a good weekend.
Thank you. You
that
too.
That is the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, coming up. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted in the morning. Big 7 o'clock hour on the way. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.